Hello, my friend. Welcome to my studio.
I'm your host, Veronica Winters. This podcast is available on my YouTube channel at Veronica's Art. Please enjoy the show.
Today, I'd like to continue sharing my ideas and thoughts about life. These come from my journal on belief in yourself and purpose. Sometimes it's difficult to find meaning in life if it's not survival. Finding your own path or purpose is a different game. When we finally find it, fulfilling our purpose becomes a choice whether to pursue it or not. We can live in a depressive state of mind because of these two opposing reasons. If we don't do what we love, life is meaningless. When we do what we love, problems and circumstances can be so overwhelming, we end up having a depression. What's the cure? I think it's about finding strength inside yourself. By being yourself and not looking for approval from the outside world is a difficult task for many. I find my purpose in capturing the most beautiful side of the universe in my art, and I've trained myself not to care what others think of my creativity. One of the most important things in life is to believe in yourself. Don't say you cannot do this or that. Don't doubt your abilities. Believe that you can and learn how to do it. The simple belief system has changed my life. Shifting my mentality, I opened myself up to learning and achieving so many things without relying on anyone else or finding excuses not to do it. Our insecurities, excuses, and doubts kill our inner confidence. And if you cannot really believe in your abilities and yourself, your mind says no. People feel it and you stay where you are. So dream big, move mountains, believe. This simple word, happiness, didn't resonate with me for many years, remaining elusive. The pressure to feel happy hovered over me, coming from all corners of the universe. The TV, magazines, family, every outlet fixated on the idea of promoting happiness and fixing me. Why aren't you happy? Isn't it funny how our culture sets the standard? You are either in or out. You cannot be in between. I am so incredibly fortunate. I live a lifestyle that many cannot even dream of. I love my entire day from morning to late night. My lifestyle allows me to focus on my job, painting, and not to worry about tending gardens, providing for a large family, or simply looking for clean water. It's my pure luck to live in a place with infinite opportunities. I am incredibly fortunate that I have the talent and I am an artist. Although it's been a very hard road to travel, today I understand that what I actually possess sets me apart from others. I used to be upset thinking salespeople of vacuum cleaners, oh please no offense to all sales associates, didn't have to struggle with attitude misery and years of hard work during and after grad school. Now I see that although every job must be respected, you know, a good plumber is always in demand, my work is no different from the work of others, yet it makes me different. I contribute to society on the emotional level, not the material one. I know that my art leaves legacy, even if it looks insignificant and much less important than the invention of a light bulb or the internet. I am leaving a record of our time. Like any contemporary artist, I capture the beautiful in response to my surroundings and ideas and emotion. As I've learned to value myself for who I am, This entry is devoted to those artists who struggle to accept and value themselves. It is possible to stop the high-speed train at any moment if there is enough willpower inside you to embrace change. Stopping my own self-destruction wasn't easy. Thinking negatively about myself, crossing busy streets, ignoring traffic, dragging one day to the next, all were unhealthy habits I couldn't get rid of. Don't let your memories, events, or people dictate how you think about yourself. In your mind, let negative and disrespectful people go. No matter how you try to nurture your relationship with them, they won't change their stance on life, and that will continue bringing you down, even if they don't mean it. So stop feeling worthless by making room for people who appreciate you for who you are and value your opinion. As your outlook slowly starts to change or begin to attract new and different people into your life, people who inspire you to create, live, and smile.
If you enjoy this show, please rate it. It helps a lot for others to discover this show.
And lastly, on how to find your artistic voice. How long did it take you to paint that? My whole life. Jackson Pollock. This is the most persistent question people ask artists to open up a conversation. They also want to gauge the retail price of art to the number of hours spent working on it. Unlike the production of manufactured goods, this formula is not applicable to artists and art. It's the fact that classically trained artists spend years, sometimes decades, learning and developing a unique art style and voice that cannot be measured by this simplistic formula of counting hours spent painting one artwork. Put professional artists in a room with anyone else interested in painting and ask to paint a tree. Both artists will spend equal amount of time on art creation, but the result will be different, right? It takes years to become good, not hours spent painting one piece. Art is within reach. We always find what we are looking for if we truly seek it. It takes time and effort and our willingness to change to make things work in our favor. Learning to express ourselves visually is a need. Without having this inner need, the artist remains an illustrator or a good craftsman. To develop your unique visual language, you must dive deep inside your own soul to understand your why. Why do you create what you create? What does it accomplish? What do you want others to see in your work? These are the questions that are always there inside my painting process. When I went to art school at the Oklahoma State University back in 2001, I was lucky to have an oil painting professor who was, I dare say, old, probably in his early 80s. He had his convictions teaching art, painting large, having few rules, not worrying about the subject itself. His artistic belief was rooted in the American abstractionism and skillful realist figure drawing. He used to say, "It's not what you paint, it's how you paint it." I couldn't disagree more with that statement back then. I thought that the subject of painting or the story behind it was vital to the very nature of painting. But I also thought that the unique way the artist handled the paint was important. I still think of that professor fondly. Before and after graduation with my master's degree from Penn State, I commuted to New York taking art classes in classical figure drawing. I felt I had no talent. I pushed myself so hard to learn the skills. I believed that what in a painting required solid understanding of figure drawing. So 2 decades later, painting full-time, I believe that it's not what or how. Truly creative artists have mastered and combined both concepts in their art. So the subject is just as important as the unique handling of the paint. It's important to experiment and innovate. Today I tell stories in my art using figure, color, symbols, but I'm also pushing the boundaries of traditional painting techniques while I rely on art history and skills I gain to depict the world realistically. I like to experiment with color, mixed media, to create unusual surfaces and effects. So it's not just what I paint, but how I paint it as well. Artist's path can be thorny, most unpredictable, and definitely complicated. People avoid living such life. Many artists never make it in the profession, choosing stable comfort instead, working jobs they dislike. But true artists at heart are artists at every aspect of their lives. We cannot resist the thrill of adventure, self-discovery, and limitless learning. We love to capture beauty in ordinary places, of seeing beyond the obvious, of expressing emotions without words. And that, my friend, is a blessing. Musicians, poets, writers, painters, and other creatives often live in a tormented reality that eventually bears the fruit of labor. I hope you enjoyed listening to this. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below.
Visit my website veronicasart.com to see new work, or maybe you'd like to learn how to draw and paint. You're welcome to take one of my online video classes. So please visit veronicasart.com.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.